Let's keep talking about Paladin's tiny dick. This is excellent. Keep going. Throwing some goddamn at Detroit? Is it because of the pollution in the water? Do you guys have water?
This is Superhero Time with XV.
By my train. By my train.
Hey, Mickey.
Train Force, you now have new powers.
Paladin.
Pile of Crayola dildos.
And Fort Max.
I told you.
With special guest.
Hi, Dawn.
So guess who's missing again?
Waldo.
Mario. Ah, Mario is missing. Nice one on the obscure. Does that mean Ken's Mario?
Really, Ken's more of a Luigi.
In life, he's been given the Luigi card.
Or is he more Toad?
Then who among us is Waluigi?
Well, no, I mean, wouldn't it be that we all have our own evil counterparts? Or in my case, a good counterpart?
Aren't we our own evil counterparts?
It's like Wamiki.
Yeah, Wamiki. Wamiki.
The important question, though, is who's Daisy?
Giga Beetle?
Yay.
Also, Giga Beetle's here.
See, I set up a great punchline.
Hooray!
I don't know how to finish the punchline, dammit. I'm here. Giga Beetle. Yay.
Daisy.
Daisy.
Okay, Mickey, who is Daisy?
I'm not giving the punchline, because you'll just turn to an intro quote.
Then your joke will go forever unresolved, because I have no idea where you're going with that.
Yeah.
It's a Mario Kart joke.
Which Mario Kart?
I think it was Double Dash.
Didn't play it.
Oh. That sounds like an awesome punchline, then.
I hate you all.
At this point, my
and the delivery. Right. The delivery was excellent. Nothing about that was wrong. Come on, just give us it.
Nope. I'm bitter.
I'll make that an intro quote.
Okay.
That's not even funny.
It is to me. And since I'm the editor, it only really matters if it's funny to me.
That clown squeaky noises in the background. That way it'll be funny.
Wait, what?
Never.
Clown school?
Clown squeaky noises, like.
Squeaky. Oh.
Bitch school.
We start over.
I miss bitch school. She was great.
Yeah. It's too bad she was only, you know, a one episode character.
I know. Well, two, but.
She needed to be a regular. So we could have gone through a whole series calling somebody bitch school.
Yeah.
Instead of just reminiscing about calling somebody bitch school like we did for the whole series.
Yeah.
O's sure was a time we spent.
Yep.
I was just like that relationship where it all starts out great. But by the end, you wish they'd just go away.
So it's
always like marriage.
Been there. Not the marriage part, but the relationship where you wish they would just go away.
You're talking about Superhero Time, aren't you?
Quite possibly. So, we weren't here last week because Age of Extinction. It, you know, removed our will to live, and if we aren't living, we can't podcast. So, yeah. I think we missed some news.
Only a couple things, really.
Is it really just a couple things?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
What is your definition of a couple of things?
Let's find out, shall we?
Can you define really?
God, no.
Well, for starters, Bandai has trademarked the name Drive Driver for next year's show.
And why does Paladin sound like he's sitting in a bucket?
Oh, God damn it, not again.
At least we can still hear you? Not that we would notice if we couldn't.
Yeah, we've established that.
I know, but I like bringing it up over and over again.
I once knew a man named Paladin. He lived in a bucket and said, "F*** it."
I think you skipped a step there.
I've never heard the entire thing.
So yeah, oh, Drive Driver.
That's amazing.
I'm a little disappointed.
Of course it was going to be the Drive Driver.
I hope they actually make fun of that in the show.
We also got pictures of what may or may not be Drive's car.
So that means he's not a golfer.
Unless it's a golfer.
Sadly, no. It's he might have a golf club as a weapon, though. We don't know yet. We don't know that part yet.
The f*** is this car? What is this wheel at the back?
It's like a drag racer, so you can go up on your back. And that would work unless you had the f***ing caboose in the back. Awesome job.
Caboose?
Never mind. And this sure is a car designed for a toku show. I wonder what it's going to plug into.
Only one way to find out.
Wouldn't it be awesome if this is like one of those Tomika Hero shows that we've accidentally seen on-set photos from? Like, we're bringing them back, and now they have stupid cars.
But that's not a Nissan.
Don't care.
You still sadly can't rule that out completely. Nobody's taking credit for this drive car thing, and it could belong to some other local hero or some shit.
Wait. What if it's not Kamen Rider Drive's car? What if this is Kamen Rider Drive?
He put his brain inside the car, like...
No, when he transforms, he becomes a car, like in Turbo Teen.
Ugh.
Is anyone else here old enough to remember that?
I do. Ugh.
I've heard of it. I've seen clips.
How can you be old enough to remember that you're the youngest person here?
Because I'm f***ing European. We get, like, too f***ing late. we're just, like...
They're just now getting drawn.
Yeah,
don't get ready for Boss to start.
Yeah, I hear that show is awesome. Everything is gonna pay off, right?
Oh, and when
you're to be surprised,
and when you finally get Battlestar Galactica, you're not gonna believe that.
Wait, which the original? They could still be waiting on that.
Giga, wait till they start airing Galactica 1980.
Yeah, I totally want to see this car doing rider kicks into rubber monster suits.
But it's just a car?
Yeah.
Nothing changes about it. It's just speed lines. And
yeah. Yes.
It's just a regular car that uses an engine device to transform into a supercar.
Maybe the car is the transformation device.
So it's like vampires?
Sort of. Except with not quite as good CG. Because, you know, Japan.
Yeah.
We should watch an episode of Vampires someday.
Be interesting if we could actually find the damn thing.
What if this is just some nerd who, like, made his own f***ing weirdo car in order to be cool?
Can't rule that out either.
That nerd. Like, why would we do that?
Building locations. He's gonna park at the pipe farm next.
That would be a great troll.
You know what? It would even be the best troll.
At the pipe farm, parked on one amphitheater stage that they fought King Sphinx at.
Yeah.
At the levee walking path by the soccer field.
Mm-hmm.
With the little Easter Island statues.
Totally.
So yeah, Drive's coming, which means Gaim's ending eventually.
We kind of knew that, though.
But it still makes us all sad.
Maybe Gaim grows up to become a car.
Do oranges typically mature into cars?
No, but I just realized if Coda gets into a car, do you guys think he has to sit in one of those baby seats on like
those? yeah, probably. He needs a booster seat, and then he needs extensions on the pedals so he can reach them.
Yeah, little cans.
Mm-hmm.
Because that can happen, right?
Yeah, because, you know, he's short.
He's tiny as balls.
Well, I don't know about you, but my balls are pretty big.
Intro quote.
They're laden with semen.
Yeah.
You know, like how spider sacks are laden with eggs.
Ew. Spider sacks.
Sp- spider playing a saxophone.
That would be pretty badass.
On the floor at work a few weeks ago that I stepped on. I didn't realize it, but he had like a billion little babies on his back.
Oh, spider playing to go on your theme on a sax.
When I stepped on him, the baby spiders flew out everywhere like spider shrapnel.
Ew. So then how'd you kill all the babies?
Flamethrower?
Bad. So I just sort of let them go.
And then you quit.
Well, that was your first mistake.
And never returned.
Next time, take.
Probably won't remember me.
Well, next time, take off and nuke the site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
One of those tungsten rocks.
What are the odds they'd come back for revenge once they grow up? I mean, that's pretty slim, right?
You're gonna die.
News?
What were we talking about?
So, while we wait for drives, say hello to Toy's other newest hero, Space Sheriff Esteban.
Wait, what?
Really?
Really?
It's a gold bootleg Gavin.
Why?
It's Korean knockoff Gavin.
What?
Wow.
And he's played by Ryuji from GoBusters.
Because he was the only person they could find that was close in age to Kenji Oba.
Wow.
What? Why?
Exactly.
Wow.
Why is he Esteban?
It could be Esteban, I'm not sure.
That
Emilio Esteban.
That doesn't really help now, does it?
I'm supposed to be helping?
Well, only vaguely.
You dick.
Which one? You're going to be a lot more specific there, Giga.
I don't have to be specific. It applies to you both.
it really applies to all of us here.
Don't care. So, wow, that's gold. Like, is that what happens, like, if you leave, like, a silver suit in, like, sunlight?
No, if you smoke a lot around your space sheriff suit...
Maybe that's what happened to it.
Somebody peed on it a lot.
No, because pee is water soluble. It'll wash right out.
Maybe they drank a lot of oil.
Do you guys think drinking a lot of oil will turn someone golden? If only there was someone... If only there was someone interested in trying that.
Well... Now, what kind of oil would you have to drink to turn your pee into, like, you know, a gold color like that?
Well, it'd need to be like a food that's cooked in it that's golden, like French fries.
Actually, I know if you eat a lot of oily food, your poop will turn, like, yellowy.
I don't know. I eat a lot
it's
of
not,
oily
not, food. Not, yeah, but is... I don't want to talk about your poop. Never mind.
What would you
Too do? Late. You open the door.
Okay, purple. What do I need to do that?
Eggplant?
I don't want to open the poop door.
I don't like a black purple. That's just blood. I mean, like a nice lavender, a sort of a lilac colored poop. What do I need to do to eat to get that?
Lilac?
I think you could eat certain types of ice creams to get that. I know ice cream for some reason is something that is very good at coloring your poop.
Hmm.
Poop?
I look for a lavender-flavored ice cream.
Well, colored, I would guess.
I'm not the only one who heard ass cream, am I?
I think you are.
Yes, I didn't say ass cream at all.
Maybe you could just, like, drink a bottle of purple paint.
That shit does look really good.
Also,
that's like a gallon bucket full of milkshake, doesn't it?
Could you try to eat, like, exclusively blueberries? Maybe.
I could, but blueberries are gross.
It's not so much that blueberries are gross, it's just that they don't really taste like much of anything.
Unless they're baked into muffins.
I put them in the same boat I put mangoes, and it's just fruit that tastes like it's rotting, even when it's fresh.
What?
The mangoes are gross.
Okay.
Guy needed to sink more money into rider suits. Because we totally need, like, you know, blueberry and avocado. And...
I was just thinking about avocado arms.
Avocado's a fruit?
Yes, an avocado is a fruit.
And if that rider gets smushed, we'll have guacamole.
Well, that would be
actually,
his...
avocado arms would be a good upgrade for Bravo.
Yeah. And you know,
it has a big nut in it.
Yeah, and you can put some f***ing soy sauce on it, and apparently it doesn't taste like sea urchins. Everything, right?
Good times, man. Good times. Wasn't there something else in that besides just avocados and soy sauce?
I don't remember. Yeah, there must have been, because I don't remember just eating that.
Of course,
I don't remember. Yeah, pretty f***ing bad. I think. To be fair, that's a pretty easy thing to say. I mean, like, I can say that about most things. It's pretty f***ing bad.
Maybe you should rerun the experiment just to verify the results.
Maybe. It was a while ago that you guys suggested that I should do the sour cream nacho thing again. And I was like, maybe. I still haven't f***ing done the grits.
That's okay. They keep forever.
They were okay, so.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's not as interesting if there's didn't produce much of a reaction.
Okay.
Maybe you could try mixing the grits with something else.
Oil.
Is this episode oil part two?
The oil and ink.
Can this be called oil two, please? That was a great idea, Fort Max.
That's the first time anyone's ever said that.
I know. Hey, and you didn't do that weird f***ing noise that, what's his name? Ken? That's whenever I say something nice about him. Yeah, that. Can we talk
Why are you so good at that?
Does Ken listen to the shows he's not on?
Usually.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken. How you doing? How's the internet, Ken? Ken's having internet problems today.
Okay.
His cow moved.
Internet problems. I gotcha.
And his internet's not working either.
I think my cow might have moved near Ken, and then that's why my internet's better than it was before.
Oh, I get it moved like a cow.
That took you way too long, man.
Thank you for Fort Maxing the joke.
Well, it was more paladining the joke because it was terrible.
Yeah.
I like the part where we moved on from this because this wasn't very fun. Like
moved
now.
On.
Well, it's more fun than talking about Space Sheriff, so what's next on the news?
Why are they doing this Space Sheriff anyway? It doesn't make any sense. It didn't work the last three times
they tried
it. They
have to use those suits somehow.
Yeah, so let's spray paint it gold. That'll help.
Yeah.
It looks so much like something that would come out of, like, Agito or, like, Kuga. Like, in terms of, like, dedication to upgrading something. Oh, it's just painting a different color. It's stronger, I guess.
Like, you know, if all the other Space Sheriffs showed up and beat the Gavin bootleg suit until it turned gold...
Then you chop him up and then you sell him for space bucks and buy his space cocaine, do that, and roll out with Space Godzilla for like an hour.
On just... Space Titanus's back?
Sure. He's the one with the... Yeah.
With the phallus, yes.
Yeah.
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 News?
Okay, Bluefin is teasing a couple upcoming projects, including Figuarts Zero Lord Zed.
Boring.
I'm sorry, what?
They're asking fans to choose between three potential series to get Figuarts treatments. Zeo, Space, or Time Force.
The problem here is that they require the fans to all get behind one thing, which means none of these are ever going to happen.
You know what they should do?
Nothing? Not listen to the fans?
Not
finish Strap Man.
What, Giga?
Just don't do Sentai. They don't sell.
Oh, but they're not doing Sentai. They're doing Power Rangers. Which
yeah, there's a difference.
What the f*** is the difference, really?
One sells and the other doesn't.
Don't tell me what the f***ing difference is. I don't care.
Oh.
And the only thing the fandom actually gets behind together is Jason David Frank's ass.
For him to poop on?
Usually.
Is this something that angers you a lot, Paladin? Sounds like you were very angry about this.
What doesn't Paladin sound very angry about?
He sounds very passionately angry about it.
Yeah, that takes too much effort.
Oh, never mind.
Paladin's like a lazy Ben.
Yeah.
He thrives on anger, but he doesn't have the energy to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Paladin needs to start some kind of odd blog like Ben has with his, you know, bad parking. There must be all kinds of things in the area of Detroit that you could, you know, document and focus all your anger into.
There's nothing in Detroit.
That takes skill, though.
Not really.
No, you don't have to have... No, no, that's a big fat lie. You don't need skill to put shit on the internet. Like, you don't have to fill out a form and be like, this is my skills. You can just put shit on the internet.
Yeah, look at most video toy reviewers.
Look at superhero
fans. Guy.
No, that's okay. I wouldn't inflict that on anybody.
Oh, and Bluefin disappointed some fans by saying they don't have plans for Figo Arts Tuxedo Mask yet.
Are they really the ones needing that? The Sailor Moon part of things?
Well, they would know what the Japanese side of things is up to also, so...
Would they?
Yes.
Oh.
You sure? This is Bandai.
Yeah, like...
No, it's Tamashii.
Yeah, they could be making shit up as they go along.
It's Tamashii, and Tamashii seems to actually have, like, connection back and forth, so...
Yeah, okay.
It's not like the old days of Bandai.
But the thing is, like, who really gives a shit about Tuxedo Mask until they completed all the scouts?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would want the 3 Sailor Starlights before I'd want Tuxedo Mask.
Well, they're at 8 scouts. The only what's left for them besides the Mini Moon Scout.
Pluto.
And Saturn.
They've already shown Saturn.
Oh, they have? Okay,
yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah.
They showed her before
Saturn's Uranus coming ended. After Jupiter.
Oh, good.
Which was weird.
Okay,
it was also weird when they released Venus before Jupiter.
True.
And they're busy doing the important
That's
things.
Because they had to retool it because Jupiter is taller.
So we need Pluto. We need the 3 starlights. Yeah, hopefully we can get an effect parts for Star Gentle Uterus Attack. And then we'll need Sailor Chibi. I guess she could be a pack-in.
Yeah.
We'll need to get Sailor Moon and all of her upgrade forms.
Especially the stars form.
Yes.
Because the other ones are just, okay, different skirt, different brooch. The stars form, that's a real upgrade.
And then maybe we can get Tuxedo Mask then.
So
Just get one of those siren or camera head figurettes and pretend.
But those don't come with roses.
You can grow your own goddamn roses.
You can grow your own damn roses.
You can't really grow a figure art scale rose, though.
But you if you had a figure art scale rose, imagine how many monsters you could defeat by shoving it up their ass.
Yeah.
Good point.
Tuxedo Mask would be the best Ryu Kendo character.
Get
Why we
that.
Never thought of this before?
Or you could just buy like 8 of Figuarts Caucasus, because that's one of the really cheap figures.
Oh, see, they don't even need to make a new.
Him.
They don't even need to make a new rose accessory. They have, you know, tooling for that already.
Yeah.
There's no reason why they shouldn't make Tuxedo Mask. They've got the most complicated thing taken care of already.
Now that's a poorly sculpted face for him, and then they're done.
Exactly.
They
can just
that.
They can just borrow some of the Domon faces. It'll be fine.
Oh God!
Or like, you know, first run Goku faces.
Wouldn't it be f***ing amazing if they just cut out a mask out of like paper and they glue it on top of f***ing Domo heads? If they do that, they are my heroes.
If they don't, you will. Do you have a figure art Domo?
No, but I'm writing it down now. like I've never had a reason to get him.
Until now.
Until now. Because that's a shitty f***ing looking figure art, guys.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of the first ones, wasn't it?
That doesn't excuse it from looking like bullshit.
Okay, so what you need to do, get the figure arts domo and make a whole paper tuxedo for it. Not just okay. A mask, make a whole suit.
Why don't I just get... Wait. You're right. That is a great idea.
Like, you know, if me and Mickey could manage to make Mrs. Gigabeetle with our complete lack of figure art skills...
I don't know, that looks precisely like Mrs. Gigabeetle, I'm sure.
I missed this somehow.
Oh, she's very sexy. Go find her on Mickey's Tumblr, Twitter.
Yeah, I don't think Mickey has a Tumblr.
She's not born in my social justice work.
Anyway, while Mickey's looking for Mrs. Gigabeetle...
Amazing.
We also got official demonstration videos for Safari Gao and Build Dio this week. And Build Dio looks pretty okay, to be honest. Looks if you're like into the whole Russia shit.
Looks like two worms mating.
When was the last time you saw two worms mating?
I have my hobbies.
Kabuto?
Oh, good. There's Mrs. Gigabeetle.
I'm going to regret this.
Yeah, probably.
No, not as much as I thought.
Well, it's not like first appearance birth.
Or that last picture you showed us.
Which one was that?
That was the last picture I showed you.
That one that gave Ken nightmares?
You'll have to be more specific.
Yeah.
Ken seems like the kind of person that has a lot of nightmares.
I know, right? What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that, Ken?
Ken, what's with all the nightmares?
If you're hardcore, you buy, like, the elbow extension for this, because it doesn't seem to include it, which would have been a great thing to do. Just saying that.
It's always the accessories where they gouge you.
I think it's also the articulation. The Sentai robots look like bullshit. And they don't even f***ing move, and everything is bad. No, but I'm sure this is the Sentai toy that is f***ing excellent, and you should probably buy...
Kind of like
Sentai toys.
Of course, I kind of like this whole mecha thing anyway, just because it's so f***ing terrible. There's something charming about its retardedness.
I'd ask which one, but I'm not really sure it matters anymore.
No, I don't think
all
it does.
All the Tokyo stuff.
No,
it's all just so awful. You know, like the Forza driver.
The Forza driver sure was a thing, wasn't it?
I mean, like, it's great if you want to
throw it in the lava.
Oh.
Sad trombone.
It's okay. It'll come back to him someday. Or something. I don't know. Or no, he'll time travel to the past and steal it from his younger self. That's how it worked.
I like how the
Safari Gao mecha has a tail on the back of it. How can you not love that?
Is it tiny what?
He has a tail on the back.
No, yeah, that's what Arisha, the robot, needed. A tail.
Yeah.
Good job there, Toki.
Tail is a lot better than articulation.
What the f*** is that cancer swelled on top of the Mayan train?
What?
The f***ing thing made out of lion ass mane and toes.
Lion ass mane.
It's the rare reverse lion that has the mane on the ass instead of the head.
By lion ass mane, do you possibly mean the tail?
No, I meant like the f***ing thing that is docks on top of the lion. I almost said the white Russia. The lion Russia's backside, made out of the claws, ass, and mane from the lion. The thing that looks like it has the Cookie Monster's f***ing face on it. That might be a thing that only I see, though.
It's like a Rorschach Megazord.
It's like that Rorschach. God. Also, can you make an entire mecha out of f***ing lion things now? Cat things? Because there's like a cat, a lion.
It's called
here.
Voltron.
You know, you're right. Tokyo Drift is the best Voltron since Voltron was never good.
Not even the new 3D Voltron Force?
No, you're right. That one was the best one. That one made me want to...
Or Voltron in the third dimension?
F*** everything. Train Masters made toys for that one, though. Those were pretty cool.
No, they weren't.
Chrome.
They were garbage. I sold them.
Yeah, but...
People paid money for those?
Well, no, they went on clearance, but...
Like, I think I was the right age group to get those and think they were awesome.
Three?
Yeah.
What is Train Masters doing now?
Nothing?
Not existing.
Didn't they go under?
They're hanging out with Tassaros. Or Kenner?
Well, Kenner got bought out, but
by Hasbro.
Yeah, but yeah, I thought Kenner bought, like
by Tonka, or wait, was it? Wait, it was no. Kenner bought Tonka at some point,
and Hasbro ended up with them both.
Yeah,
and that's how GoBots.
Which GoBots?
Yes.
It closed doors in 2002, and its IP assets were acquired by Jax Pacific.
Oh, that's unfortunate. For everyone, really.
They had so many cool lines. Like?
Like a Voltron.
No.
What was the one with the remote-controlled robots? Those were f***ing awesome.
Was that Voltron?
And the red one? No, not Voltron. Battle Robots. If you remember Battle Robots, write that in the comments. Because I want to talk to someone about Battle Robots.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
Voltron? No, not Rock'em Sock'em Robots. They were like remote control robots and you would have them fight.
Voltron?
Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
No, not Rock'em. No. Those are not f***ing remote control.
BattleBots?
Your ass. I'm sorry I got mad. I couldn't hear you.
BattleBots.
Okay, BattleBots.
No, that was a TV show, wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure there were toys.
There were toys? You could, like... I want to talk to someone about them.
Voltron?
Someone like... Yes, Voltron. Everything. Independence Day had a toy line?
Yes, wow, it did. Movie.
Yeah.
Wasn't it just Voltron?
They came with CDs. Because CDs were very high-tech.
Did they come with CDs?
Did they come with a... toy MacBook that you could use to upload a virus into an alien mothership?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
But it was actually a missile launcher.
I would totally have a MacBook if it was a missile launcher also.
The only downside is that you would own a MacBook.
That does seem like a highly marketable feature. Shit.
No, but if the MacBook was a missile launcher, it would actually be useful.
Yes, but you would still be owning a Mac product. Do you really want to live with that? Only terrible people own Mac products.
That's true, I do. But I was wrong. They did not come with CDs.
Did they come with floppy disks?
They certainly f***ing did.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I think I need to track some of these down. I wonder if any of the floppy disks survived or if people just, you know, like, wrote over them.
Or just threw them away because they're floppy disks.
I'm sure these are very hard to find in package.
Oh, yeah, probably horribly
difficult. Yeah, probably so f***ing difficult, because these, like, wow.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what the I wonder if we could find, like, a rip of the programs.
I wonder if the programs will even still run.
Apparently, these disks were also made out of clear plastic, so you can see the magnetic disk inside.
Wow. It's like Ultima 90s right
there. Except usually wasn't there like some felt thing over the disc?
Yes, there was.
Yep. So
these probably got scratched to hell and don't work anymore.
If you take one of these and like make two cuts into the thingy that snides, and then take out the disc, you can make like a tiny Enterprise. Just saying. I can do that if I find a floppy disk and take a photo of it. Because of floppy disk. I used to have my schoolwork on one. That was a f***ing eyesore. They're making another Independence Day. They've said that for like 15 years, but still.
Yeah.
They're making another Jurassic Park, too. It sounds amazing. It sounds so stupid. I can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm sure that Spawn sequel will come out any day now.
Do you know what I love about the Spawn cover to the movie? Is it calls it the special effects event of the year.
Oh.
It's like the same year that Starship Troopers came out, I think.
Didn't they steal one costume from Starship Troopers?
No, that was Lost Galaxy.
And they stole a bunch of costumes from Starship Troopers. Oh, we were talking about the news at some point, weren't we?
I think we're done.
Well, there's only one thing left, and I'm pretty sure nobody cares but me, but we're getting a Pacific Rim 2. And an animated TV series.
Everything is great in the world now.
But will it be done by the same guys who did Godzilla the series and Men in Black the series?
We don't know yet. Are they still in business?
Yeah.
Probably not.
They are. They actually just did a finished. They actually did the season of Boondocks this year.
That shit is still on the air, though.
Yeah.
But didn't everyone hate the last season of the Boondocks?
I think they hated the one before that, too, which was like 8 years ago. It just occurs to me Boondocks had the worst production schedule than Venture Brothers.
So basically, the fact that we're getting a sequel is basically the best thing ever, because yeah, Pacific Rim was a good movie.
I can't tell if Gigabeetle being sarcastic or not.
No, I'm not. I f***ing love Pacific Rim.
I still can't tell.
It makes me like Pacific Rim.
Is there what?
Because I want to like Pacific Rim. I just kind of don't.
Oh, it's because you're a terrible person. Maybe.
I don't know. I can't put my finger on it because there's nothing objectively wrong with it. It just still left me a little flaccid.
I've still never seen Pacific Rim.
Well, shit, you could have watched it when you were down here. Why don't you bring that up?
Didn't occur to me, really.
Of course, I didn't really remember that I had it either, so.
If I would have mentioned it, you probably would have remembered you had it.
Probably.
So, yeah, maybe we can get some pretty f***ing cool toys out of this. Like, not from this show.
Some not terrible toys this time, maybe?
No.
Oh, maybe Playmates will get the license.
I repeat.
Maybe if they've all seen... Maybe 1992 Playmates can get the toy license.
The Trendmasters can get the license.
For the new movie line?
No.
It has even more soul than Megan Fox does in real life. They've captured too perfect a human being to actually look like her on screen.
So that's certainly a thing.
So if we're still on the air when Pacific Rim 2 comes out, I wouldn't mind doing another Pacific Rim job show.
I will arrange to be somewhere else that week.
Are you guys going to have Don on that week?
No.
That was the best thing about that show.
We're not even sure Don will still be alive at that point.
Go back and listen to that show, because that's...
We can
need to listen to the first 5 minutes. That's all you need to listen to.
Isn't that the part that I cut that one chunk out of, which...
You've gone back and changed things?
Did I?
No, it's the Koryu Violet part.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The one part that I took out of that and used again and again and again and again.
Despite all requests.
Yes.
Now, we haven't said what it was. Can this still be on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, for anybody who's curious what we're talking about, that episode is still up on the site and you can go listen to the original form of it.
You should probably download it in case it ever has to be taken down. In fact, I'm going to go try to find it now. Download it so I can have it forever.
Well, that was the second or third week of August 2013.
And Ken was also mostly not here.
Funny how that works out, isn't it?
Sometimes.
Please don't put that in the show.
Will I? Now there's an intro quote.
Hi, Don.
The No, that's an intro quote.
If you put that in the intro, you're going to make him shit himself. Like, oh, what the f*** are they talking about? Oh, God.
We're not talking about anything.
No, we're not. But we have, I think we are.
We haven't specifically referenced any particular thing here. We're just talking about things in general.
So as long as we don't mention what it is and just speak in vague terms, it's okay to talk about, you know.
Yeah, just like you know, it is like anything that else.
Fort Max, would you boot Paladin from the call?
Sure.
Oh, cool.
Wait, did he actually...
Watch, Paladin probably won't actually come back anymore. Oh, never mind. I guess he's too much of a glutton for punishment.
Paladin now I still have to suffer through the Tokyuger episodes.
Paladin doesn't have enough self-respect to stay gone after he gets kicked off for a joke. Well, speaking of Tokyuger...
Oh,
wow, that was perfect. Oh, fuck. Like, this is the sort of stuff you miss when it's bleeped out, and I understand that it has to, but wow.
Well, it doesn't really have to, I just choose to.
I don't care.
He just thinks it's funny.
Typically, yeah.
But that was like...
Maybe starting with episode 300, I'll stop doing that.
And how long is it going to take us to get to that point?
About 2 years.
Yeah, we'll never last that long.
Well, when we started this in 2010, did you think we'd last to 4 years and 200
episodes? I didn't
think
we'd last a month.
Okay, to be fair, neither did I. But hey, 4.5 years later and 200 and something episodes.
Yeah, there even
we
numbers.
Haven't gotten better at all.
We've gotten a little...
That's not true. We met Giga Beetle.
True, yes.
Yeah.
That's better to all of us.
Giga Beetle is pretty f***ing great. Let's talk about that for a bit. Yeah. I like the way he talks, but, like, he forgets what he's talking about. And then, like, we didn't do Tokyuger because maybe he spoke over it. And, like, we moved straight on to Gaim because f*** Tokyuger, I hate you. Wait, are we doing the orange episodes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'll stay on.
Okay, well, somebody has to do the first Tokyuger episode.
I guess I'm stuck, ain't I?
I guess you are now.
Like, with the episode, or just in life, or because you're in Detroit? Like, you have to be more specific.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think any of those things rules out the others.
Okay.
So, Tokyuger 17 opens with a harmonica and a rainstorm.
Kikaider crossover? Hand in hand.
Is everyone still there? I lost sound for a second.
Me too.
Hooray. So, the Tokyuers have to make an emergency stop because they're under attack by a Darkliner and have to sell more toys. So they conveniently roll out all the old rushes they haven't been using recently. Except they're interrupted briefly when Tokati falls in the hallway and picks up the smartphone that Conductor got last week.
That sure was an opening.
But after that fight, they have to stop for a line inspection, of all things. And Conductor is looking for the misplaced new smartphone that he calls the Aptly Changer, and tells them that the 6th Tokyuger will be joining soon. And their first thought is, it must be Wagon.
The sluttiest ranger ever.
So sticky.
You know, I know she swipes the trains through.
In the tunnel and out of the tunnel. In the tunnel and out of the tunnel.
I've seen that on Pixiv.
Of course you have. On the other hand, Wright suspects the new Tokyuger must be the guy who's inspecting their lines.
Because Wright
is always right.
I think he's actually just basing that on the fact that he's the next person he saw.
Because yes. He's right. But it turns out their lineman used to be a shadow monster.
Also, it turns out that apparently he's got a one-man rain cloud hovering above him at all times.
We'll get to that.
I've had days like that.
He must smell fucking awful in-universe.
Like wet dog.
Like, that fucking jacket must reek like the fucking worst of things.
Like con sweat?
Oh, you said con sweat. I thought you said something else.
What do you think I said?
Different C word.
Corn sweat?
Yes. By the way, I figured out what the C hole is, XV. Cornhole. Oh. So the A, B, and C hole is the same thing.
I like our definition of it that we came up with prior to that better.
Okay.
I'm missing something?
Yes.
The A and the B hole is the same thing. Isn't that weird?
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
The D hole is definitely something different, though, right?
My headcanon is that the C hole is something different also.
Just saying, it's weird that the A and the B hole is the same thing.
Well, is the C hole like a cum hole? Because then that could be any number of holes, then.
I thought it was more like a cornhole, and I think that's the same as a B and A hole.
A cornhole could be a cum hole, though.
Could be. Definitely.
Frequently is.
Anyway, we now return to Tokyuger already in progress.
Is the episode over yet?
So Wright meets the reformed shadow monster Zaram and offers him an orange drink. Hint, hint, hint. And they talk for a while and then have a fight with General Schwartz. But Zaram manages to get right away from there by summoning a rainstorm, because that is his shadow power. He would create rainstorms to ruin people's days.
As shadow powers go, that seems fairly innocuous.
Ridiculous.
And yet he hates it incredibly. And reformed after he saw a beautiful rainbow after one of his storms.
And he's waiting for the right chance to die to end his miserable existence.
Yes, that too.
He's obsessed with it.
He's Dr. Maki?
No, Dr. Maki was wanting to end everything else.
So he just wants to end him.
He's a lower-aiming Dr. Maki?
Could be.
The point is that Zaram is ridiculous and amazing.
He kind of is, yeah.
He's completely out of the reality that all the other characters exist in.
So he's in actual reality?
No, a different level of reality.
Oh.
No, it's like all the characters in the show seem to inhabit the same world. Zaram does not. He is wandering around like he's on some kind of LSD trip.
That probably explains why the rainbow had such a big influence on him.
Yes.
He is emo dandy.
That might explain what's in the rainwater, too.
Emo dandy.
If you've not watched this weekend Space Dandy.
I can't be bothered.
What is a Space Dandy, anyway?
He's a dandy guy in the space.
In the
space. Is it a cartoon?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that where you're from?
The space?
In the space?
The space Australia, yeah. So, when General Schwartz attacks the other four Tokyugers, Conductor decides it's time for him to join the battle. So he and Ticket transform using the Apple Changer.
Well,
it's just, Ticket.
Well, he held the Russia, of course.
No, he didn't. Ticket did.
That's what I said.
What?
So, of course, that's not exactly going to work out as their plan for Tokyo 6.
No, I think that'll be just fine. Can we see this actually, like, in practice? I'm not going to believe this won't work until we actually see them try to fight.
I still think they could try it at some point.
I mean, so like,
Wagon acts competent for a second and calls up Wright to tell him the other four are under attack. And then in comes Zaram again with his rainstorm. And he has the Apple Changer now, transforming into Tokyo 6.
Where did he get it from?
From Wagon. So he decides if he can fight with the other Rainbow Line members to protect rainbows, that will be an honorable way to die.
Sad trombone.
Nobody ever teach him about science. and what rainbows really are.
So he is able to beat back General Swartz using his new weapon, the Udo Breaker and the Drill Resha.
That's what I was wondering. What exactly
I've,
is he
I've
breaking?
I've called a few things a utero breaker before, but...
Yeah, what is he breaking exactly?
General Swartz for now. And then Tokati's face. Because he thinks he's dead, but he's just manipulating his grin in the traditional smile-smile pose. And of course, in typical Six Ranger fashion, he walks off not wanting anything else to do with the Tok users at the end of the episode.
Well, to be fair, neither do I.
And yet Ticket is still transformed into Tokyo 6 as he walks off. Because he can do that shit.
Because they have the prop.
But hey, Orange Ranger.
So yeah, it's a pretty good suit and he's a decent fighter. Plus, I kind of like his backstory.
I kind of loved everything about this episode except for the way Paladin described it. Which kind of robbed all the humor straight out of it.
It's Paladin, though. Anyway, if you wanted to do better, you should have spoke up faster.
Well, I didn't.
Well, fine. You can try to do better with the next episode.
But I didn't like the next episode. It bored me when I watched it with you.
Bored me, too, but you still made us watch it.
Why don't you just summarize the same episode again and call it a day? But better than Paladin. Yeah?
No.
Oh.
No.
That was a pretty good idea. Who's taking photos?
Me.
Oh.
What are you taking photos?
Huh?
What are you taking photos of?
Forzaean Meteor.
Why?
Because they're having fun. And I can't take photos in f***ing low light. That's poor shit. So screw
it. Yeah, well, the lighting at your desk is terrible.
Yes, but apparently...
I know this from first-hand experience.
You're first-hand experienced.
Do you know how difficult it was to take that picture of Ryoma's head on Sideways or Rat Bat or whatever it was?
I've got a pretty good guess.
It was pretty terrible.
Why didn't you just light a torch or something?
Because, you know, there's already a 50-50 chance Mickey's house will just burn down spontaneously.
Yeah, why don't you just light a torch? I mean, 50-50, that's pretty good odds. If you had money, you should bet some of it. Like, if you're in a casino and there's a game like that, throw some money in it.
You'll get almost 50-50. All your money back if you win.
Yeah, your house won't burn down. That's better than burnt down.
No, to be
better
fair...
Better odds than Tokyuger right now.
To be fair, when I stayed there, nothing unusual happened at Mickey's house. Nothing, you know... fell on me, or electrocuted me, or exploded.
Is that something that usually happens?
It kind of
more often than I'd like.
The stories we've heard, yes.
Well, the last time I was there, a TV blew up.
Awesome.
And then
yeah,
you know, and
really
then...
awesome. It was great.
It wasn't my TV.
Like... And then there was a time before when I wasn't there that the awning fell off of his house.
Hmm? One question. What is an awning?
Well, in this case, it's like, you know, think about the shape of a roof of a house, but, you know, in miniature and hanging over a doorway that you walk out of frequently.
Oh.
And it just, you know, falls off.
Awesome.
It's like, you know, how hats have brims? This is like a brim for your house over your door.
A brim for your house.
Awesome. So how did the TV explode? Did, like, the
my house
pipe
had
explode?
Grounding problems with the main line.
Has other things also blown up?
Well, Blazemaster, right?
Well, that was
intentional. And he deserved it.
I've seen those photos.
Power strips were blowing up left and right when we're having those problems.
Awesome.
But power strips aren't really a big deal.
Well,
but it's still awesome.
But when you replace the nice ones, they're like $30 a pop. Yeah, and you do it like twice in a day. That's kind of a problem.
It is, but it's still not like a, you know, TV. Of course, now you got this awesome 3D TV.
Which, until that blows up.
Well, the TV itself is awesome, but the PS4 does not like it, which is irritating.
Yeah, I saw that.
Lousy Sony, not liking Samsung.
Oops.
So that was Tokyo Drift 18 we just discussed. So let's move on to Guy.
Fine with me.
Actually, yeah.
So yeah, the only thing to cover is Zaram's new name is Akira because they shoot him with the Tokyo Bazooka.
And Wright got so many shocks to the brain that his brain went numb forever, and now he can't feel pain. Tokyo Drift, everyone.
Yeah, that's pretty much literally what happened. It was kind of stupid.
That's like the best part yet. That he set his brain. Broke.
That's all that really mattered. Oh, and the drill thing drilled up into something's crotch. Or ass or something, I don't know. That happened, right?
It was in the D hole, right? The drill hole?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A, B, C, and D.
What's the E hole?
Escape hole.
Ah. But which of escape's holes are you talking about? She has several.
Either way, they're both incredibly good.
They're called Gawk and Magawk.
Now, what about the F hole?
I think that's kind of obvious, isn't it?
She's got a lot of those, too.
You got the most F holes of anything.
Okay, so we're doing pretty good so far, but now we're up to the G hole, and that gets more confusing.
Goop hole.
Settle.
H hole?
Hand hole?
Hole hole?
Hell hole?
Oh, there we go. The...
oh, that's who.
Maybe we should move on.
I was hoping we get the J hole, which is the hole that gets in front of everyone.
Well, there, we've got the J hole now. So, Gigaby, why don't you do Gaim? 34.
Right, I was going to ask. I'm not stalling because it's taking time for the episode to load up. I'm just naturally talking like this.
Do you always talk?
Yes. Something about Yggdrasil Tower. Yes.
Anytime now.
Do we need complete silence like Paladin does?
No, you guys can talk amongst yourselves.
Michi was just doing something bitchy.
Michi, oh right, this is the episode where the Gaim people are in the Gaim place, and Pekka's, or Zack says something stupid, and Bravo does not like that. That's pretty good. And
I like that even though they're working together now, Code.
What?
Bye, Paladin.
He's just Charmant Guy.
Wow, we lost like.
What we heard was, I like that Co. Silence.
Is just Charmant Guy.
That was better than anything you could have said. Okay, and then Michi shows up, and everyone is like giving. And Yoko and Bananarama is giving him the stink eye.
Paladin, because... are you still.
What?
To be fair, Bananarama's always giving Michi the stink eye.
I like that in the background someone's playing around with a stuffed piece of meat on a bone.
I have a question about that. Is that from Monster Hunter?
What?
The game.
I know what the f*** Monster Hunter is.
Why did you say what then?
Someone's angry today.
What the f*** happened today, Paladin? Like, wow. I'm sorry. Jesus. Was it something I said?
Paladin, are you still there?
Evidently it's something I couldn't say.
I'm a bit afraid. I'm sorry, Paladin.
I don't mean it, but I'm sorry.
Good enough.
Okay. So, Michi shows up, Bananarama is a bit... Yoko, also. And then we have What's-Her-Name dilly-dallying with a computer, because...
Which What's-Her-Name? There's a few of those.
The green one.
One that doesn't matter?
Oh, Radioway?
Right. And, yeah, she pokes her computer a bit, and then she goes on TV, I think.
She pokes her computer a bit and writes a completely new operating system for it.
I'm fairly certain that's how they're written.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make fun of it. They did their research. Right.
They are Japanese, so, you know.
No, they're... Lymphen.
Right. No, the computer's Japanese.
Ah, okay. And then Baron and Yoko go outside, and I forgot what they were talking about, so I'm going to skip ahead in the episode a bit. And then Banana goes back in, and
yeah,
Michi comes out.
That. Michi doesn't have any place to go back to.
Right. Michi, you're a bitch.
Because you suck.
Nobody likes you. You have no home. You stole my haircut. And you're a bad person, Michi. Like, seriously. Michi has her haircut now. It's like he's going to become an amalgamation of all the Yggdrasil people.
No, I think Yoko's haircut is just the middle point between Michi's original haircut and Takatora's haircut, which is what he's going for.
Oh.
He just hasn't got that far yet.
He can't grow Takatora's bitchin' sideburns, though.
No, because I'm pretty sure he's incapable of growing any facial hair at all.
I'm sure puberty will hit soon. One day, Michi.
Well, I think Paladin's still waiting for it.
It's funny, because he can't respond.
Yes.
There you go.
Hey, Paladin, how's that puberty going, is basically what we're talking about.
No, I think he can hear us, it's just we can't hear him.
I'm not saying anything right now.
How can we tell the difference?
Exactly.
Anyway, puberty?
Yes.
It's a bitch.
You want to know. Kidding. I guess. Maybe. And then we're back in Helheim, and they're f***ing about a bit. Takatora asks...
I like to have a projector in Helheim. I guess they're also... like an extension cable.
I mean, you can't really have a monitor in Helheim.
It's a very long extension cable through that they have running through Yggdrasil's crack.
So imagine them carrying it, like picking up over the roots and vines and shit, so it doesn't get caught, and
having to find which of the where it got unplugged along the way.
No, it's cool, boss. We'll bring the screen to you. Don't leave your room for anything.
Not yet, anyway.
Oh, right.
Well, after the wires get in the crack.
Right. Michi is sitting there, and Redway?
Yeah.
Talking some.
Yeah, you got that right.
Right.
No, right in the other show.
And she tells him that if I can bring back the queen without him having to use the fruit, then I can have the fruit. And how am I going to do that? Oh, I'm going to use, like, people energy, because I just watched the Matrix movies, and I'm sure those are based in some fact, right?
I want it to be what actually literally happened. You know, she's messing with the computer, she sits there and starts watching movies and starts formulating ideas based on that.
Well, look what these humans have done with all their science. I watched their documentary chronicles.
Radioway watched a lot of documents. She watches a lot of Doctor Who.
So, if Overlord Boss...
And she apparently has watched a lot of kids' anime and is thinking of fueling it by tapping into burning courage.
Something's got to be burning. Why not courage?
So if the Overlord Boss could use the apple or the fruit of knowledge or whatever to revive his loved one? Why hasn't he?
Because maybe there's a way he doesn't have to. Maybe he feels bad about it. Maybe
he's not sure if it's going to work.
Yeah, and then he's burned like an apple.
When you get that big gun in the video game, why don't you just use it right away? There might be a boss right around the corner.
Maybe it's like, if he can bring her back, like, without using it, that means that he can also use it to restore his people. Like, it would be a win-win situation, or it could be used for that. Instead of just being, to have her brought back, and then it's still, you're stuck with these.
Instead of just wasting it on his bitch.
Like, if it doesn't work, that's it, you don't have the fruit again, you're out of luck.
Yeah, so we just made up some bullshit excuse to justify this show. Good job, us. And then Coda's sister, and she does the best thing ever, and she pushes a bunch of bikes over an invest and runs away. And that is perhaps the f***ing funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, like, wow. Holy shit. It's like, there's no grace to these f***ing invests. They're just like, I'm rewatching.
They're like big rubber Three Stooges characters. See what happens if Koto would just hold onto a ladder and spin in circles?
Didn't we see that back in like episode 2?
Yes.
Koto probably uses a ladder a lot, though.
He's definitely using a step stool in the Gaima Conquest War cook-off.
Cook-off?
Cook-off.
Blu-ray extras.
Have they subbed that yet?
No.
Are they going to?
Why not?
Who knows?
Is that the one where Baron makes all the... makes the cake and then the freshness?
Wait, what?
Yeah, Baron freshness. Let's go with that.
Right. Are you mad at me, Paladin?
No, what I like about this is that Yoko's actress still looks just as crazy in the kitchen. If not more so.
<She does>. I feel like that Ryoma's hair appears to actually be dyed. Or bleached. Wow. Forever. It's not just some extension they glue in.
Or, you actually, know, maybe it's an extension that they stapled it straight to his scalp.
They actually
cut out his hair and replaced it with someone else's hair.
He took out his own hair and put it in a robot.
He saw what they did to the stunt actors in Garo and said, I'll do whatever the f*** you want.
That was the best thing.
It really was.
So anyway.
So I think Koda's at the juice bar at this point.
Right, and he's talking to Kota, and oh, look, food doesn't taste so good. So Redue goes on TV and complains that they aren't all talking like one language.
It's racist.
It's okay though, because she has an automatic high tech dubbing gadget.
And everyone is very shocked. That's not good, I guess.
I like how her, you know, broadcast to the world is also being carried out on a $50 security camera.
They spared no expense.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably using an actual... The place is full of security cameras, so...
I'm surprised they didn't just plop down a webcam in front of her.
Because that means that a production team would have to go out and buy a webcam.
Oh.
They put all their money in the suits, remember?
Mm-hmm.
They could have, of course.
And we see that by them encountering the same 5 f***ing invests every time there's an encounter in this episode.
Well, I'm sure they're saving money for something great, like popcorn machines.
Ooh. Can I have a popcorn machine?
Yes. Yes,
you can. Yay.
Also, do you guys think they've actually managed to make the popcorn machine work since, like, they bought it at the beginning of the show?
No.
Because I've never seen the popcorn move in that machine.
No, that's the same popcorn it came with originally.
Those are probably stale as all hell.
That just makes them taste better. Stale popcorn's amazing.
As long as you get enough butter.
They could have stolen the camera module off one of the Forza suits. That required someone to, like, go into the f***ing creepy-ass warehouse where they keep old suits.
It's haunted. Yeah.
In one of those suits, there's still an actor hiding inside.
Dead as shit.
But you won't know until you walk past and they grab you from behind.
And then you'll be, and then you'll be hiding in the suit.
And they'll be free.
It's not really that you're hiding in the suit, it's that the suit possesses you.
Is this a G4 thing?
No, it's just, you know, a haunted suit thing.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the stunt actor died in it, and...
That's hilarious.
Have you guys seen that, I think it's a candy toy of an Ultraman monster of an unused suit, and it looks like it's hanging, and it's super creepy and depressing?
No.
No, because Ultraman.
And it's cool.
No.
That's very generous of you.
It's like that time when I said Ken was cool and I didn't really mean it.
Ultraman is cool like Age of Extinction is good.
Says the man who saw it more than once.
What the f***? Seriously?
Why did you see it more than once?
It was a slow weekend, okay?
It couldn't have been that slow.
Do acid or something. Get addicted to heroin. What the f***?
That does sound
you?
More fun than watching AOE again.
So, was it just so slow that you wanted to go and induce brain death, or...?
Get into sounding.
Well, we weren't recording, so...
Or did you just need something to, like, stimulate a nap?
Are you okay, Paladin?
Rarely.
Cool in the theater.
Like, is the theater a place you go to take a nap or something? That's, like, unexcusable, dude.
I've seen way worse movies than Age of Extinction.
Have you?
Yeah, but have you seen them multiple times?
Paying for them? Yeah. Rarely.
How many times did you see Revenge of the Fallen?
I don't know, 6, 8.
In the theater?
Have you guys ever had, like, an intervention with a Paladin? Because I think it's becoming
I think we're having one now.
In theater, it was probably only 4 or 5.
Okay.
You saw Revenge of the Fallen 4 or 5 times in the theater.
In the theater. That you paid money for.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did!
You just asked in the theater. You didn't ask if I paid for it.
So is that what... Do you actually, like, work at a movie theater and you get to see the movies free as many times as you want to?
I did for a while. It was a second-run place.
Well, maybe that's excusable if you think you're being paid to watch them.
You were probably off the clock.
It was just work, like a job.
Pretty much.
Or were you off the clock?
I was off the clock then.
Oh. Well, so you could have saved yourself, you know, some honor there.
I still didn't pay for it. It was one of the perks.
Yeah, but that's like...
The best.
That's not a perk.
It's job perks. See Revenge of the Fallen.
Or I could just go sell some blood.
Eh, no one's buying.
Well, you
get
you
into extreme sports.
Car. You gotta go to a place that, you know, does it themselves. Lord, I'd be so rich if I could sell random blood.
I could just see Paladin standing out on a street corner with, like, a baggie full of his blood trying to sell it.
If you, like, have, like, a thing in your urine bladder, like, you donate blood every time you pee. It's a bit mixed out, but, I mean, like, you could make boko money on
and
that.
And now we're back to the oil again.
I'm just saying.
I don't
someone
like this
should
toy.
Try it.
This toy is
no,
sad.
It's, it is, isn't it?
Again, Ultraman.
It is, like, the most f***ing depressing thing I've ever seen. I love it. Ultraman.
The point is, though, Paladin saw Revenge of the Fallen like 5 times in a movie theater.
We need to, like, gather up a whole bunch of good movies and just mail them to Paladin so he can get some perspective.
Aren't we supposed to start off, like, an intervention by saying that we care about him?
But you don't.
Paladin.
Don't...
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we didn't. And I was going to say, how do we circumvent that?
Well, we can just skip that and go to the part of the way that his crippling addiction has affected us. And, you know, that's made us very sad.
Yeah.
And I do own good movies as well, at least relatively good movies.
You just don't make use of them.
No, I do. It's just less fun to talk about.
You just can't because you're spending so much time watching bad movies in the movie theater repeatedly.
You've seen Ghostbusters, right?
Yes, I own.
Okay. That counteracts a lot of badness. So,
have you seen Flash Gordon?
Yeah, I don't own that one, but I've seen it.
What about
Did you say Flash
Gordon?
Or Flesh? One's a porno, one is not.
Slash Gordon.
No, Flash Gordon is like the porno that revitalized Flash Gordon. Look it up.
The fact parody... that you know this shouldn't surprise me as much as it does.
The best parody porno that I've seen was centered on Hawkman and Hot Girl, and they had Gentleman Ghost as the villain in it. The porno villain.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How did that work? It must have been a lot of trick filming in that.
I don't know. I don't want to pay $80 to find out.
Yes, you do.
$80?
Yeah, it was in a porno store, not like, you know, on the internet or anything.
It's probably on the internet.
It probably is, but I'm not going out of my way to download straight porn. Sorry.
A Gentleman Ghost.
Maybe Fort Max can find that and send it to you so you don't have to exert any effort.
Yeah, can you encode that?
If you can find that, I also want to see this. I need to see this because of work reasons.
Well, that's actually legitimate, so...
It is.
Don't you know how to make, like, you know, gallons of fake semen?
I do. We can talk about it later.
Let me guess, it's hand-cranked.
Does it taste the same as real semen?
Do you give me those hand-cranked
semen? No, it does
semen?
Not.
So it wouldn't fool someone, you know, on a taste test.
No, it wouldn't. I'm sure you could get some sort of mixture that could fool someone.
Can it still get a woman pregnant?
No.
Have you tried that?
It can get a woman pregnant, but she delivers a doll instead of a baby.
A hot glue doll.
Also, Paladin, good job last week teaching Brian and Don what hot glue means.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
I was so sad me and Mickey didn't watch the live stream for that.
I figured you weren't there, so somebody had to tell them.
True.
And I legitimately couldn't tell if they knew what it meant or not.
Apparently Don didn't.
Oh my god, is there a video of this?
Yeah, it's up on YouTube.
Yeah, but you have to watch RFC.
So Kilby didn't cut it out?
Well, so they stream the recording to YouTube, and YouTube makes an archive copy of that, so...
Oh, okay.
It's on that, it's not on the finished episode.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I'll get someone to watch it for me and tell me what it's... Hey, Opox, you around?
If you go to the recording of the live stream, it's somewhere around an hour 15, hour 20 minutes in.
So when you explained it to Don, did he get like a gleam in his eyes, or
did he seem like he already knew?
He seemed kind of terrified by it.
Terrified and aroused, or just terrified? Terrified.
What's the difference?
Well, obviously, if you need to ask
from him or not.
If you need to ask what the difference,
okay.
If you need to ask what the difference is, you've never been terrified and aroused at the same time. Otherwise, you would know.
It's like when you're about to dive into your mom and you hear the echo. Is that the noise of wind whooshing through Unicron that you hear in the Transformers movie?
So that?
Yeah. And you also see the tracks of spikes moving back and forth in there.
Yeah. And they're superimposed with something from Fist of the North Star for some reason.
And if you listen carefully, you can hear the sounds of people being dropped into acid deep in her uterus. Unicron was fucked up.
Are we talking about Gaim at one point?
As much as we ever talk about him, I think.
We were, but then it turned into your horrible taste in movies, and I think it started with popcorn.
What the f*** is wrong with you, Paladin? Seriously?
And that's how we got onto all this instead of Gaim.
Six times?
So anyway, Giga, you were talking about a popcorn machine.
Right. I've also forgot entirely where in the episode I was.
I think you were near the Invest attack.
Right, Invest attack. In a Gaim episode. That narrows it down.
I.e. the three-way between Oren, Jonouchi, and Zack.
Yeah, the back gate three.
Oh, okay. So shit is
also
going
known
down,
as the best part of the episode.
And the best part of the episode happens where those three have a three-way right out in the middle of the street.
Uh-huh.
Improper dancing.
In the middle of the street.
So they start to beat people up, and Zack is punching people, and he somehow manages to hold a lock seed, which is amazing.
I think those things just have magnets in the palms, and he's holding it by the battery.
So that's how they work.
Goddamn, no. Paladin.
He actually is that talented. He throws it to Ornak, because if he's going to get that melon dropped on him. Ornak gets the a full watermelon. Squishy squish, but he doesn't know what to do. And Baron fists him and then beats up a bunch of invis. Kicks him because there's a football movie coming out. Did you guys know that? Football? Soccer? Gaim? A movie?
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's soccer.
Yeah. And invis. Yeah.
Never give up.
Right.
And a little cartoon bird circling his head.
And then we cut to Invis gently escorting an older man out of a building, which was weird.
Well, he's fragile.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you break the old person, like, I'm sure that's a crime in some way.
Only in Japan.
Well, in Japan there's plenty more old people to go around, so...
There's 8 old people to every young people.
It's not like you're breaking children yet.
Yet?
Children, like, if you like, very much hurt a child, it has, like, 70 years to get better. An old person might only have a couple months.
You know, I never looked at it that way.
I mean, like, that's like when... When someone says, like, an old person is, like, robbed or something, and they say, oh, she's going to have scars for the rest of her lives, and it's like, yeah, so. She won't be around for that much longer. So what I'm basically saying is, it's okay to rob
people.
Old people
suck. We get it.
Right.
You heard it here first. Giga Beetle endorses robbing the elderly.
Is this the part of the episode where Kota's sister grabs a metal pipe and starts beating the shit out of the kid that's being held by the Invis?
Yes.
That kid leaves the set with the brain damage.
Because, you know, it looks like she's just wailing around the kid's face rather than the Invis.
She might have been. Maybe her aim sucks.
I bet that's a real pipe, too, not a prop.
And Gaim remembers that he has upgrade forms, so he does the upgrade forms, which is good, because there's still toys on the shelves that needs to be sold. Actually, it feels kind of like bullshit when you complain about them trying to sell toys. Either way, Kiwami, how about that? Grape gun.
Kind of sucks.
You can actually hit things with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing. He Mengu, the goat guy, which I probably should have told you earlier, there's a goat guy in this episode. And he does goat things, like...
Eat tin cans?
Yeah. That was... part of the episode. Well, he did that. Right? Baron gets his ass kicked. I mean, like, can you believe that? He's been so effective so far.
He has been effective for quite a while.
Well, compared to the first.
Yeah.
He's been effective in a sad way, like when an old man has to take Viagra. That sort of effect.
Well, that can be very effective.
Yeah, but it's still sad when he has to. I mean, not just for fun.
Like, it's just very like sad. An heart rhythm problem.
Wasn't Viagra like a blood pressure medication originally?
I thought it was for like some kind of heart thing, wasn't it?
Well, that would relate to blood pressure now, wouldn't it?
No, I thought like,
blood and hearts are totally unrelated. Get your facts straight.
I thought it was like they controlled the rhythm of the heart or something like that.
I thought it was blood pressure.
I don't know. I've never studied Viagra. I'm not that old.
We'll get back to you.
Maybe ask Don.
Hey, Don.
What use does Don have for Viagra?
Actually, like, you can still, like, jerk it if you have Viagra in your body. Wow, that was a mental image I did not need in my
head. I'll take over the way you lend me nightmares.
Yes, sir, follow that image to completion now.
Hot glue?
To completion.
I hold my words carefully.
We always choose our words carefully.
I think that's the problem here.
God damn it, Don. Why are you old and weird? And I don't know what happened. Michi has my binoculars now because I looked away for a moment. Oh, right. Missiles. Everyone's like, everything. We're going to bomb you, Gotham.
Take off and nuke the site from orbit.
Yeah.
I kind of like the show just went almost to the point of, you know, saying, yeah, America's nuking Japan again. But they stopped just shy of calling them nukes. They just called them missiles.
Yeah.
I don't understand the controversy that could arise from that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what could possibly...
there's nothing wrong there.
What could possibly be the harm?
Also, like, America didn't fire, like, one nuke. They fired, like, 12.
I think there was more than that.
Yeah, well, but...
I think we're like 30 or
isn't less than glass.
Do we even have that many nukes?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, still used to.
There's more than that just like in the continental United States. There's even more in submarines.
So basically, live in fear all hours of the day.
Yes. That is America. The moral of this episode.
Yes.
That is kind of the moral of Gaim too.
Yeah.
So the Squiddly-Doo stops them, and they turn into weirdly vibrating missiles, and that's pretty funny. Because, you know, and that excites me.
He freezes them, but he doesn't completely freeze them.
He wants to instill fear into the hearts of men.
Oh, and he brought Takatora back with him.
Yeah. Throbbing missiles.
Because that's going to come in so much handy.
Throbbing missiles?
Yeah.
Missiles. They're dick shaped, that's the joke. Michi laughs a lot, and that's pretty f-ing creepy. And he's like, I don't need a home. I guess he's homeless, except for the homie ass. But I mean, like, if you only have one home and it's really nice, that's basically being homeless, right?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much exactly the same thing.
I like
thing.
How he's gone about redecorating Takatora's office into purples and greens. You know, because Ryugen.
It's a little bit Power Rangers, though, isn't it?
It's not in the basement.
It's the basement on top.
No, but like, you know, basement. But defining all of your, like, decor and fashion on the colors of the suit you turn into.
Well, if only Michi's fashion would change.
Give it a couple minutes.
How about that? Those greeds, though. Those are pretty Power Rangers.
They were?
Yeah, those. Never mind.
They got color code bed sheets.
Yeah. I don't.
That showed up wherever they went.
That was their special power, and it was kind of awesome. But anyway, 34 ends with Roshuo taking the missiles away.
Don't take them away.
Hey, wait. Just wait for it, Fort Max. We'll get there. Don't spoil it.
Too late.
It isn't too late. You didn't say the entire thing.
Okay, so moving on to 35, which I'll do myself because reasons.
Thank you.
What? They're good when I do them.
I'm worried about the reasons.
Want
Max to do them?
We did that a couple of weeks ago. I think we can do without that for a few more months. No offense, Fort Max. So Takatora asks Roshiro why he saved the city. But Roshiro's intent was only to defend Reguay's castle, since she still has a job to finish. And Roshiro tells Takatora that he's now free to go, because it's his duty as a leader to be here and observe the end of the world. Which In other words,
I'm bored with your shit.
I assume it's some Japanese thing that just, you know, doesn't make sense because we're white people.
I mean, it's like the captain always goes down with the ship type of thing.
Maybe.
That could be.
Maybe just being a dick is his thing.
It could be. It could be. Roshiro is a white dude. So Kota tries to figure out who saved them, and Reguay calls him stupid and says everything moves as she is intended before ordering her subordinate overlord to get up and start fighting again. Kota's pretty sick of this bullshit and pulls off his cape and taunts the overlord into crashing into a wall. And he and Kaito use this to take the upper hand, and after a brief battle with, you know, weapons being used improperly, because smacking something with the broadside of the key wheels will totally be effective.
Smack, smack, smack.
Now, if he had taken them and smashed the monster in the head with the two of them from the sides, like big symbols, I'd be totally down with that. But it wasn't anything that fun.
Well, who's the only one he could have learned from with the key wheels?
Fair enough, but still. Anyway, Kota destroys the overlord with a pineapple shot from the DJ gun. Meanwhile, Kota's sister is tossed in a room in the tower with other human prisoners, where she meets Rat and Rika, whose name I didn't remember until they actually said it in the dialogue. Rika wonders if they'll be okay, but Akira is sure someone will come and save them. Because, you know, they're perfectly safe surrounded by all those Invest and everything in the giant scary tower covered with alien plant life. Back in Helheim, Roshiro walks the forest, observing that, well, the humans are already doomed to destruction, so he's just going to help that along so they don't have to suffer as long. And he opens cracks and allows the plant life and Invest to pass through and invade all over Earth. So, hey, remember how the economy was on the verge of collapse and all the other basic social problems that came up when Ryoma leaked Project Arc? I'm pretty sure that doesn't really matter anymore.
Won't escape from their investigation.
Right. Oh, and those missiles, the missiles. Roshiro didn't just make them disappear. He actually sent them to North America. Kind of sucks to be them, doesn't it?
You mean us.
No, I'm okay. Sweden has not been mentioned yet, so I'm assuming I'm very okay.
Sweden probably doesn't even have any
nuclear. Sweden.
Sweden probably doesn't even have any nuclear weapons. Either that, or you can buy them.
They're made of wood.
Yeah, I was gonna say either that, or you
can
buy them from the IKEA.
Poland.
I'm not really sure what you mean by that, Giga. Because I could go one.
Poland sent out wooden cannons against the Nazis.
No, wait, I'm thinking of the Netherlands with their shoes.
Sebo? Oh.
The clogs?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm okay, and that's all that's important right now.
Kota doesn't get why all this is escalated now, and Kaito explains that the only overlord who so far had no interest in fighting humanity has decided that, hey, he kind of has an interest in destroying humanity now. No one knows what to do now that the entire world is under attack, but Kota steps up and declares that they have to fix this, and they can do that by attacking the Overlord base at Yggdrasil Tower. Minato backs him up, probably because there's a lack of any other better suggestion, and notes that most of the world's militaries will be occupied with their own Invest attacks and probably won't want to risk getting themselves blown up like the Americans. Kaito, meanwhile, thinks it's stupid to fight to try to save a world that was ready to sacrifice them, but hey, Kota's determined, and there's no arguing with him. Takatora is wandering the streets, lamenting how all his work seems to have been for nothing, as he hides in an abandoned car as rookie Invest pass by. But hey, there's Kota on his way to the tower. But once Takatora sees Minato is with him, he's afraid Ryoma may have insinuated himself with the other riders. So he stays hidden, but follows behind as they move on.
Which is probably a smart move.
Yeah, because he probably doesn't want to get murdered again. I don't think there's anybody there to grab him off the floor after they throw him off something else high up.
What, you don't think Orin would do that for him?
Well, he doesn't know Takatora is, you know, his Radiant Melon.
He could recognize his fighting style, though.
As he falls from a tower or something?
Yes.
You know, falling.
I'd know that ass anywhere.
The reason he didn't recognize his ass when he was in his cafe was because he was sitting down.
Oh, of course.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense. No, because I don't think we ever see him get up.
You know what we're going to find out? That he thought that the person in the melon suit was a girl the whole time.
Oh.
Just to this.
Minato, Kaito, and Koja reach an access point to the tower, but it's overrun with invests, keeping them from a stealthy approach. Kota is ready to force
now,
his way in.
Were these the champion or ultimate invests that they ran into?
I think these are just champion. They don't seem to go ultimate unless, you know, champion ones eat fruit and then they advance more. Fruit or lock seeds.
And of course, the overlords are the megas.
They're the dark masters. Kota's ready to force his way inside because he's stupid. But Kaito holds him back and tries to explain basic strategy. Kota then remembers how Michi said he'd scouted inside the tower on his own, so surely Michi could help now. But Kaito asks, where's Michi?
You get the biggest eye rolls from Minato.
Oh, no, we're not even there yet, because Kota expresses an understanding of the situation with a carefully considered and thoughtful, huh? And Minato lays it all out how Michi has been playing everyone the entire time. No, Kota says, Michi has been playing me. What possible reason could he have for that? Yeah, he keeps secrets and says strange things, but he's always doing his best for his friends. And then Kaito and Minato trade the best eye roll. And the conversation, such as it was, is cut off by some of the champion invest attacking.
If they rolled their eyes anymore, it would look like they were demon-possessed.
No, that was the best thing, though.
Yeah. No, I also wonder, what sort of strange thing did Michi said that Koda actually picked up on? Like, what level of fucking weird must that have been? Like, that's some... Have you ever felt a boob-level bullshit? Like, because I think we all figured out that Koda isn't, like, the most... noticeable, like, he notices dilly-dally ever.
Yeah, he's really oblivious.
Technical term there?
Most of technical of terms. No, and I mean, like, what the f*** he had said.
Kota, have you ever wondered what it would be like to kill everyone for the woman you love?
Like, I don't even think
I never thought of that, Michi.
Me either.
Even at that, he would just rationalize that as, oh, it must have been a cool movie, so, Michi, we should watch it together, because you're my friend.
Kota, do you think betrayal is justified under certain circumstances?
How about that Hitler guy?
Intro quote
that.
Too late.
Too late. I think we have this week's intro quote for you, Giga.
It's like whenever I go on Skype, for some reason I keep bringing up Hitler.
Well, we are talking about Kamen Rider. After all, this is a franchise that brought a starfish Hitler.
Hitler! No, but I don't know what happens. It just keeps going to Nazis and Hitler.
So you're anyway, the History Channel.
Oh, no.
No, you didn't mention aliens.
Yeah.
So, Fort Mac, you're thinking of, like, 2003 to 2005 History Channel.
Starfish Hitler, they should have had a starfish points. I have, like, right angles at the tips of them.
Oh,
I wonder why he hasn't shown up in one of the superhero Tyson movies. It's almost like it was a bit offensive.
The starfish?
Yeah. I mean, starfish are kind of the assholes of the sea.
Well, they're nothing but arms and an asshole.
Oh, God. Can someone draw that, please?
Anyway, Takatora watches from a distance while the three of them fight, and Kota takes down most of the invest and tries to rush in, but Kaito stops him again since they'll be expecting the attack now. And they need a new plan at this point. This is kind of blown.
Maybe you should talk to Michi-san. He seems to be really good at this.
Ah, well, speaking of, Rat and Rika wake up in a strange place. Turns out they're in Michi's office, where he assures them they're safe. Rika says the world is ending, and Michi's all, yep, but he has good news for them. Humanity can still survive, and just as God saved the pious, Michi is prepared to save Rat and Rika and keep them among the number of survivors who will be able to carry on basically normal lives after the Invest take over the world.
I think he just wants to watch them.
Rat's confused, and Rika wants Michi to help Kota's sister, too. But there's not enough room for her in Michi's arc.
I like how she says the K word. You can almost see Michi's eyes start twitching.
Roshuo and Reguay are at the tomb in Helheim, and Reguay has her pink square machine hooked up to the stone coffin. And Michi watches from a distance as energy fills the coffin, and he sees Roshuo for the first time. Then we go back to the prisoner room at the tower, which is either really weird editing or, man, these people are traveling fast.
And all
the people are wrapped up in vines with their life energy being drained to help feed the revival of Roshiro's queen. Reguay figures that once that can be done without needing to use the forbidden fruit, Roshiro will have no more need of it, at which point Roshiro is promised to turn it over to her. Okay, Mai is out shopping, when she runs into Michi, who says he's come to save her. They talk about the state of the world, and Michi says human life as they know it is nearly over, but a new world is soon to begin where humans and overlords live together. Mai asks if that's really true, and Michi explains that he made a deal to help the overlords reach their goals in exchange for them doing what he asks. Mai is initially excited, but then starts thinking about it a little bit. Michi tells her all of Team Gaim can join them, and they can begin rebuilding society together. Which I'm sure what he actually means is that he and Mai can start repopulating the planet together.
Have you guys seen Doctor Strangelove?
No.
Yes.
Okay. You know the ending where Strangelove suggests that there should be like 10 women to every man?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Michi tried to pull that shit?
No, I think Michi
would have. Also, sorry, spoilers. I guess. The movie's 50 years old.
Yeah, I don't think Michi was really smart enough to think about what his kids would have sex with.
Ew.
Mai wants to know what Michi promised in exchange for all of this, and what kind of deal he made with the overlords. Michi says that humans stand no chance against their power, so what matters is saving those who are worthy. Mai is shocked and says how Kota would never agree, and then we get back to the eye twitching. Oh yeah? Well, Kota has always been wrong. It's his fault everyone's involved in this because he's too stupid to think of the consequences. Which is sort of true.
From a certain point of view.
Yeah, well, Kota is kind of stupid.
That's true from any point of view.
Yeah, Mai says Kota isn't wrong, and she's fighting along with him because she believes he's right. She believes in the hope Kota has held on to all along. Mai begs Michi to not give in to the overlords, because they can still all fight together. And then Michi just walks off, muttering about how, if it's hope that keeps her and Michi apart, well, he can fix that.
That's very heroic of you, Michi.
Yeah, you know, he is the true hero of the series.
He certainly is the true hero.
Heroic Michi.
Michi would never betray us.
No. Rat and Rika are looking for Akira and find the prisoners all being drained, while Reguay watches from around a corner. That's not going to go badly for anybody, is it? Kota, Kaito, and Minato are at the juice bar eating, or at least Kaito and Minato were eating. They leave as Kota sits with no appetite in front of an untouched plate. Takatora watches from outside and gets ready to go in to talk to Kota when Minato and Kaito leave, but then sees Michi go inside. Michi tells Kota they need to talk. Under a bridge somewhere, Kota's about to say how Kaito said Michi's been betraying them all along, but Michi cuts him off. It seems Kota's been keeping hope alive, and Michi just can't stand for that. Kota is confused, and probably even more so when Michi kicks him in the head.
Cause damn.
Michi drags him back up to his feet, which I call total bullshit on, because he is not nearly strong enough to do that. And he tells Kota that he was too weak to be the hero humanity needed, and punches him back to the ground, which I also call bullshit on. Before pulling out the Genesis driver and transforming into Shinzengetsu, letting Kota finally catch on a little bit.
And then Kota shouts out, "Hey, you've got a Genesis driver too. Do you know someone else who's been dressing up as Shinzengetsu?"
That's so weird.
Kota asks where the real Takatora is, and Michi says he's dead. He died because Kota infected him with his optimism and hope.
So he's wizard all of a sudden.
Michi attacks Kota, who only finally transforms at the last moment to stop a killing blow from connecting, and then finally begins to fight back a little bit. And then the episode ends.
Next week, the Melon Bowl.
Wait, are we not doing that now?
No.
No.
Oh.
I know.
But if we do that now, we probably won't have an episode for next week.
I don't care about next week, because now... Okay.
Well, if Ken is missing again, maybe you can come back.
So, thumbs up for dead cows.
Intro quote.
Yeah, I think so.
They are delicious, after all.
They are, although I had chicken tonight.
I had canned orange.
Nobody sing.
But I feel like chicken tonight. Like chicken tonight. Like chicken tonight.
Speaking of, we didn't have a pause this episode.
Did we need one?
I kind of really have to go pee.
Oh. Well, you can go pee as soon as we figure out what we're doing for Power Playback next week.
I know what you can do. How about Guyver 2?
Do we have it available?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
It is?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, then.
Do we really want to do a movie, though?
Yeah, that takes forever.
It's like 120.
Not if we don't care.
That's true.
It's actually pretty good.
Well, we've heard that before.
Yeah,
is it the one with Mark Hamill in it?
No, it's the one that came after that. That is actually pretty good.
Wait, oh. Is this a Sakamoto one or no?
No, it's by the guy who did Dragon Knight. So it's American Toku. So you guys like because you guys say every week we should do some American thing, and then it ends up being Power Rangers every f-ing week.
I love Power Rangers.
I wish we would have done some Power Rangers this week.
No, but...
This might be better than the idea I had.
What was the idea you had?
Yeah, I swear to God, if this cast over Strike Force.
Digimon Frontier.
I was actually going to suggest the first episode of that new Sailor Moon show.
Is that Toku?
We've done it before.
Kind of, yes, sort of.
That's not a calling out on your bullshit type of is it Toku? It's just, is that classified as Toku?
We've done the 90s anime before.
And there is the Toku Sailor Moon as well. So, I mean, it kind of fits the same genre points of, you know, Team of Five, Transformation, Monster of the Week.
We sort of did Ronin Warriors
Toei
at one
budget.
Point before, too.
Yeah. But doesn't It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia also find
Here's the problem with the new Sailor Moon, though, is that it's kind of not very good.
In what way?
And the subtitles are atrocious.
Well, that and that they've sucked all the life and emotion out of the animation. And it's very pretty and clean, but it's also cold and clinical. And it's just not
It
charming.
Doesn't have Usagi spazzing out.
It does kind of need that.
And a lot of the art just looks very awkward, which is very true to the manga, but it just makes people look weird and off-putting and unnatural.
Hey, it's almost like you guys had a Power Playback this week.
Well, we're talking about all the important parts.
Maybe it'll get better. Maybe it will. It's only been one episode. It's kind of hard to judge that quickly, but
no, you should, like 2 weeks for the next one.
Uh-huh.
You should always judge things based on their first episode.
Oh yeah.
And well, I don't completely judge, but I certainly form opinions on what I've seen.
No, you should be done with a show after one episode.
Oh, okay.
Like
how's done with Blade after the first 5 minutes?
I was sure done with Tokyo Drift after the first episode.
I like the part where...
But then you never got to the train boner.
Boner.
Eh. We had enough use of that anyway to make me satisfied, and that was just in horrifying Kill Me by putting it on the website.
And then putting it on again with the crossover.
Uh-huh.
Put the ass drilling in this.
Do what?
Put what? The ass drill up.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, what happened with Don?
What?
He just tweeted at me, "Oh great, come on Giga Vita, what the fuck have I done now? Or am I going to have to fly to Sweden and kick your frozen butt until it defrosts?" What did I do? I didn't say anything about Don. Jesus
you
Christ,
know,
Don, why do you hate me?
I don't really think that's a credible threat anyway.
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not like anyone can find anything in Sweden.
You're right. No, but seriously, what the f*** happened? Don, what did I do? I didn't do anything. Anything.
Did somebody mention Giga was on the show this week?
Does he just have a sense for things?
Yes.
A sense for things we can't talk about.
Yeah.
I didn't say that, Don. Let the record show that.
But it always happens when you're here.
To be fair, it's f***ing hysterical.
No one's denying that.
No, but what did I do?
So do we really want to go through with this Guyver shit?
I guess. We'll just make Gig Beetle come back and he can talk about it.
Are you guys going to watch it?
Maybe.
It's just as good as Dragon Knight.
That's supposed to sell us on this?
Dragon Knight was pretty f***ing funny.
Yeah. Well, funny haha or funny sad?
Funny in the same way that Paladin watched Revenge of the Fallen like 8 times.
This doesn't sound like a selling point.
Okay. Well, we don't really have any other ideas either, so...
It's not like we tried to come up with any either.
So what the f***, let's do it.
That's the motto.
I really want to know what I did to piss off Don.
I'm kind of curious, too.
So I did the awesome thing of just tweeting back a bunch of question marks.
Uh-huh.
Now we wait.
Yeah, I'm curious myself, because you haven't even really tweeted anything since
Giga?
You started.
Yeah?
You know.
I didn't do anything! Besides, that's what you do to Ken. You
that's
know
what you,
is
that's
the
what...
water bottle to the face to a cat equivalent to Ken.
Well, Ken isn't here, so...
Yeah, I'm
he's
not
off
the
pissing water.
I'm not the replacement Ken. I'm like the least Ken person here.
Yeah, I think on weeks when Ken's not here, Paladin becomes a replacement Ken.
And what exactly does that entail?
You know...
I've already been forewarned about the show this week, so what have I done or thought to
Paladin,
have done?
What did you say?
What Nothing. Did you do? Paladin, what the f***?
Paladin, you're the only person who talks to Don. You must have said something to him.
All I felt was an overwhelming need to apologize.
Damn it,
the
Paladin!
The same result I have at after every show.
I haven't done anything. Paladin said some pretty shit. Not referencing that, I'm actually referencing the f***ing Revenge of the Fallen fiasco we learned today. I mean... Don,
like
when you
that's
hear
the
this...
worst thing anyone's ever said on Superhero Time.
No, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's actually a war crime in many countries.
I'd like to put that to a vote.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Okay, so is Paladin's multiple viewings of Revenge of the Fallen and Age of Extinction the worst thing that's been said on this show? All in favor?
Aye.
And
all
Giga
opposed?
Giga gets two votes because he's Swedish.
Yes, also I didn't vote because I was writing something.
Well, we'll just assume your vote in absentia in favor of that being the worst thing said on the show. So, at 5-1...
Also, Paladin doesn't have a veto right, does he?
No, he's the replacement Ken. There's no veto right.
Okay, he's like negative.
That's not
veto.
How democracy works.
It's sometimes how democracy works.
Wait, democracy works?
So they say.
Not this way.
This isn't a democracy.
Hey, see, people agree that watching Revenge of the Fallen six times can be counted as a war crime, yes?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's in the Geneva Conventions.
Yeah, right there with serrated blades. Can this episode be Retiler from Oil 2 to...
Oil 2 to...
to Paladin... Oil 2. Under text, Paladin watched Revenge of the Fallen 6 times. WTF, what the fruit?
What the fruit?
How about we just start calling Paladin Mitchy from now on?
Goblet says it's a legal form of suicide. Are you seriously going to argue with Goblet? I mean, Dead Pigmon? I love that, man.
The animals in Australia will kill him soon enough anyway.
I don't know. I know Goblet. Can't you have him on next week, please?
No.
Damn it.
No, because when we record, he's at work.
Damn it.
Now, ordinarily, you wouldn't be able to be on either because people in your time zone would be asleep right now, but you're Giga Beetle.
Yeah.
You're high on sugar, aren't you?
A little bit. Actually, I don't sleep just. Actually, I don't know if I can make it to next week. I'll know tomorrow, maybe. Yes.
Why?
Because I'm going to France to work.
Why?
You're going there to get the pavilion pattern, aren't you?
No, I already have that one.
How? Speaking of GTS?
Because, no, you can't actually trade that on the GTS because it has a special ribbon. No, I made a deal with a guy to trade some legendary Pokemons. Oh. So, did you get the GTS pavilion, by the way, Mickey?
Not yet. I'll get
it. Do it.
I will.
I think
they've
he wants you to do it right
it.
I think he wants you to do it right now.
Now?
Well, my 3DS is nowhere near me, and I'll have to dig out where Pokemon's hiding. I've been playing Kirby instead.
They make other games for the 3DS than Pokemon?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes more Pokemon.
Yeah.
I know that, but they make other games than Pokemon? Holy crap.
Why don't they make
Picross?
Why don't they make a new Pokemon Snap?
Because they're stupid.
Because Pokemon Snap was a f***ing terrible game that you could finish in like 20 f***ing minutes. It was like the biggest... No, I was a kid when it came out. And it was like, oh, okay, I'm done with the game. What the f***, Nintendo? I'm just gonna go eat.
Maybe you didn't play it right.
I did.
What they need to do is to turn Pokemon Snap into an altered reality game using 3DS.
Augmented reality, not altered reality.
No, that's not what I'm thinking of at
altered
all.
Altered state.
Altered reality. You actually take a bunch of drugs when you play it.
Altered
oh, okay.
Beast. You turn into a werewolf. Rise from your grave.
Saving that.
What are you going to use
all
these
for? You take
your 3DS
around the world and like make Pokemon come out. You should be able to take pictures and then upload them somewhere.
Yeah. Sounds like a great idea.
I mean, you could totally do
it because Nintendo would do it.
You could totally do an AR mini game in the Pokemon Snap remake.
What's an oil tutu?
It's what you said earlier.
What?
Oil tutu.
Okay. I'll listen to this episode, so I'll figure it out later.
No, that won't help anything.
All 4 hours of it.
Jesus Christ, we've been recording for 4 hours?
Like 3.
It's been a while.
This Guyver movie is super 90s. I'm kind of digging it.
That's great. So basically what you need to know from the first one is that... what's the guy's name from Reanimator?
Dr. Jeffrey West. Combs?
Yes. He was in that and he plays a character, Dr. East. And that's pretty much all you need to know. He dies. I'm sorry,
Spoilers.
Spoilers. This movie, like, picks up, like, after that. And the guy who plays, like, the main guy, he also voiced Snake in, Metal Gear Solid?
I thought...
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Old Snake from Transformers Season 3.
Oh, sweet.
Wasn't that, what's his name?
Yeah, starring David Hayter. Holy shit. Yeah, we're watching this.
You know, Mickey sounds so into this now, I'm not sure I want to do it anymore.
Damn it, Mickey.
Snake, press the action button to Henshin.
Yes.
Well, that's okay. We watched Star Trek Nemesis. This can't possibly be the worst thing we've watched this month.
Nemesis was your fault.
You suggested that choice.
Seriously, who the f*** would watch Star Trek Nemesis ever?
I saw it in the movie theater, but only once.
They? Yeah, one would have to be an idiot to go back and watch such a bad movie.
Calden, how many times did you see Star Trek Nemesis in the movie theater?
The only Star Trek film I've seen is Galaxy Quest.
That is a good one, though. But you probably only saw it once, right?
I don't know, 3 or 4 times maybe.
In the theater or total?
I'd say 2 most in theater.
Like, seriously, how do you have time to
That's acceptable.
This? I must be the only person that doesn't see movies multiple times in the movie theater.
Like, I thought Spar Never Dies like 7 times in the theater, but to be fair, 5 of that was at the Dollar Theater, so...
Which is now like a $5 theater.
Yeah, but at the time it's like $1, sure, why not? I've got 2 hours to kill.
Like, I don't even pay to see movies in theaters, but I still can't bring myself to watch like movies like more than once. Usually,
you don't pay to see movies in theaters.
No, because I'm.
Awesome. Is it some weird communist thing?
No, Sweden isn't a communist state.
I don't know. Going
I
to
mean,
movies,
socialist.
Whatever, it's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
In America, it is.
Okay. Okay, that's wonderful. I won't even argue on that. That's like the landmine thing I said earlier. That just made me okay with the leftover ones. It's like, yep. Can't argue with that. Perfect. 10 out of 10.
Why are Snake's nipples pulsing?
What?
Snakes have nipples?
David Hayter, his nipples are pulsing like they're about to explode.
Probably the Guyver under him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's all Guyvering out now. I guess it comes out through his nipples? I guess we'll find out when I pay attention to it next week.
How far into the film are you?
10 minutes, I guess. But it's on mute, and I'm only kind of looking at it occasionally.
Okay. You mean the nipples on the back of his neck?
Oh, they're on the back of his neck? Okay, I didn't realize that. I thought they were on his chest, like normal nipples would be. It's a strange place to have nipples.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta have nipples somewhere. And if they're back there, I mean, like... If you lactate, like, it could drip down and it could be, like, cooling on your back.
But then you have, like, babies all hanging off the back of your neck.
Like a monkey.
All this and more next week on Superhero Time.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production.
I'm just saying, monkeys, like, have their babies on the back, sometimes on their belly. Like, if you had it on the back, it would be, like, f***ing convenient as all balls.
Paladin silently sends a link.
Uh-oh.
This is a diagram of places where nipples are good to have. This looks like something like my mother would include in an email she sends to everyone she knows.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's cute.
Your mother says f*** a lot.
Yeah.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She cusses a lot.
You're nickel, so say whatever the f*** you want.
In English or Swedish?
Both.
What does Swedish cursing sound like?
Weird.
Bork.
You're right. Bork.
Swedish is the most absurd sounding language.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing, too. Swedish people know how ridiculous it sounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a romance language like German.
German's not a romance language. It's an anger language. I should learn to speak German.
I should learn to speak Esperanto.
Paladin, are you German?
Maybe like 15-20%.
That could explain some things.
15-20%? Like half your grandmother?
My family tree is very badly overgrown, okay?
No, but, like, that doesn't make... That is, like, the strangest percentage you could have given. 20 or 15%? I mean, like, if you go back a good couple of generations, sure. But, like, now I'm just thinking that there was a threesome that made your mother a father. You guys think... No, never mind. I'm not going to finish.
No, I'll stop thinking.
It was about Paladin's parents and threesomes. Never mind.
Well, I don't know what Paladin's parents look like. Maybe it's not as gross as it sounds.
It is.
Well, of course you think so. They're your parents. That doesn't count for anything.
Like, again, I feel like I should apologize, but I can't mean it.
A Paladin's from Detroit, so maybe his mother is my mother, the car from the show.
Did you see the RoboCop remake, Paladin?
I thought it was kind of lackluster.
How many times did you see it?
Whoa! After all you talked about how terrible it was going to be, you still watched it anyway?
I didn't pay for it.
How many times did you watch it?
I think one.
You think one?
It was kind of dull. I might have fallen asleep a few times.
Did you watch all movies like you watch porn?
What?
Welcome to Utah, the Beehive State. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Guyver's going to be amazing.
I'm still trying to figure out the porn thing.
Oh.
Yeah, did you find that Hawkman shit yet?
Oh, I haven't been looking.
I thought Fort Max was supposed to look.
Yeah, Fort Max is checking out.
I'm too busy encoding Gaim.
Oh, okay.
That can wait. No, Fort Max, what you need to do is go get on eBay and look for a disc so that you can rip it and encode it yourself. Or better yet, find it on VHS.
Yes.
You still got a VCR, right?
Yeah,
of course you do.
Actually,
yeah, that's a tape deck.
I think I have two I can hook together.
Oh, so you can do dubbing. Excellent.
Ooh.
Just make sure you adjust the tracking first.
Right.
Or don't.
Super Hero Time! 次回もよろしく!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.